The question at hand is whether a woman is able to be a dayan in a Beis Din setting. The Mishnah Nida on Daf Mem Tesmet Beis says, Kol ha-kosher lodun, kosher leheir. Anyone who's kosher to be a judge is kosher to be an aide. This seems to be a klal that the Gemara is establishing. Therefore, if a woman is able to be a judge, has ramifications not just for judging, but also that would mean that she's able to be an aide in halacha. But we know from the Mishnah and the Gemara's analysis of the Mishnah in Shavuos that a woman is not able to be an aide. The Mishnah tells us, Shavuos ha'edus noheges ba'anashim velo b'nashim. Rashi, d'chsiv hu aid, says in the Pasuk. B'roi leheyed, dibar ha'kasuv. V'isha psula le'edus, k'diyalef bepirkin me v'omdu shnei ha'anashim. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk, v'omdu shnei ha'anashim, be'edim ha'kasuv medaber, the Gemara says. This is the source that's given that women, Rashi points that out. Minan, immediately the Gemara asks and says, Rashi, that nashim are psulus for edus. How do we know that women are puzzled to be edim? So it's from the Pasuk of v'omdu shnei ha'anashim. And this is the psak. If you take a look in the Rambam, so the Rambam paskins this way. Well, there's a little bit of a discussion. Is this the right Rambam? There's a little bit of a discussion based on about the words of the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes a different source. This Gemara seems to be pretty explicit. V'amdu shnei anashim. However, we are in Hilchos Eidos Perek Tes Halacha Beis. Says the Rambam. Noshim psulos le'edus min ha-Torah shenemar al pi shnayim edim. Loshen zachar v'lo loshen nekeva. The Rambam brings a different source, and the Kesef Mishnah asks, why is he bringing this source? It's explicit in the Gemara and Shavuos what the source is. There's a discussion here. The Radvaz weighs in. Is this necessarily true that we can bring a raya from the fact that the Torah is written b'loshen zachar? If anything, one could maybe argue opposite. The Torah is always written b'loshen zachar. Right, I was saying to some guys in Seder that when you read an instruction manual, so normally it'll say he. It doesn't always say he or she. It's written b'lashon zachar. If anything, that should be an argument that you can't be medayik anything because you got to choose. You have to write it in masculine or you have to write it in feminine. From the fact that the Torah always writes it b'lashon masculine, that shouldn't be a raya that edus is only by a man because the Torah always writes b'lashon zachar. Okay, so this is a little bit of a discussion that surrounds this Rambam. But the psak in the Rambam, there's nothing to discuss. The Rambam makes it very clear that a woman is puzzled to be an aid. So, this seems to be, and this is what Tosfos begins in all of his discussions, this is Tosfos' argument that seemingly a woman should not be kosher to be a dayan. Why? Because of the klal that we have in the Mishnah Nida. So if we needed to start to develop here, right on the board, our arguments one way or the other. Yeah, we got one there? Great. So, but the argument to say that she is posel would be the klal in the Mishnah in Nida. And that since she's posel le'edos, it must be that she's also pasul ladun. Because if she was kosher ladun, she'd be kosher le'edus. That's the klal. That's it. That's an ironclad rule. If you're kosher to be a dayan, you're kosher to be an aid. She's not kosher to be an aid. So that must be that she's not kosher to be a dayan. This is the argument that Tosfos makes. However, mitzad sheni, if we had to make a list of things that would suggest that she's Shera as opposed to Psula, right? Shera is Belashan Zachar generally, but Psula versus Kshera. So what would be the arguments? So here we find that the Rishonim make two arguments. Argument number one is from Devorah. We know in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, we're told about Devorah and Barak. So Devorah is a Neviah. She's a Navi. And in addition to that, it also says that she's a Shofetet. She's a Shofet. She's one of the Shoftim, in Sefer Shoftim. And it says there that she was Shofta Es Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk says. Now the question that this raises is,
in all of Sefer Shoftim, who were the Shoftim? It's not called Sefer Dayanim, it's called Sefer Shoftim. What's a Shoftim? So that's the question, exactly. When you start Sefer Shoftim, if we are learning Sefer Shoftim, that would be the first shir. What is the role of a Shofet? Is the Shofet's job to be a Dayan? Or is the Shofet's job to be a leader, whether it's a military leader? If you look through Sefer Shoftim, most of the Shoftim are not presented as Dayanim. They're presented as military leaders, as political leaders. Now, it does say that they were Shofet at Yisrael, but what does Shofet mean? Does Shofet mean to judge, or does Shofet mean to lead? So, raya number one, that a woman is Sheira to be a Dayan, is Devorah. But when we say that this is a raya or an indication that women are Sheira to be Dayanim, this raises this question of what does it mean to be a Shofet? Does a Shofet mean a judge, or does the Shofet mean a political leader? Now, it does say there in the Pasuk that she sat under the tree, and people would come to her and for mishpat. So again, we have to understand what mishpat means. That sounds like even more so that, I mean, what were they coming? To discuss like political strategies with her? Where they were coming like to, you know, get a tour on their taxes from the political leader of the country? What does it mean that they came to her to be judged? So that's why Tosfos thinks, again, even though a Shofet certainly had a political role and was certainly a military leader, the simple understanding is that a Shofet was also a judge, was also a religious leader. And therefore, that's the first indication that we find in the Rishonim that you can argue that a woman can be a judge. It wouldn't be the first time that we have cases of women being very knowledgeable, but in halacha, and we're going to bring some examples as we go further. One second on your question. The other indication that would argue that a woman could be Sheira is the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara towards the end of the first parak in Bava Kamma quotes a bunch of areas of halacha where men and women have equality in halacha. One of them is for all punishments. And one of them, it says, is for dinim, for judgments. Now, what does that mean, judgments? Whenever we're talking about din, there are two possibilities we could be speaking about here. If we say that a woman and a man are equal when it comes to judgment, it either means that they're equally judged, or it means that they equally can judge. Right. This is what we refer to as dayanim and nidonim. Nidonim is a passive, to be judged, and to be dayanim. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma quotes, let's just look at that Gemara on Daf Tezvov. Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim, ve'ela mishpatim, asher tasim lifneihem. These are the mishpatim. This is Sefer Mishpat. This is Parshas Mishpatim, right? In Shmos. So it says, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim, asher, everyone makes a big deal about that Vav. What's the Ve'ela mishpatim? But it says, Ve'ela mishpatim, asher tasim lifneihem, that you should place before them. And Rashi tells us, what is this lashon of lifnehem? It's a very inclusionary word, lifnehem, before them. So Rashi learns that that's what the Gemara is darshaning from, because the Gemara darshans, hishva hakosuv isha liish l'chol dinin shebetorah. So where is the Gemara learning this from? It's learning it from the word lifnehem. Says the Gemara in Bava Kamma, lifnehem, which is a very inclusionary term, and that tells me that ish and isha are equal when it comes to din. Now, as is pointed out by the Rishonim, this pasuk of asher tasim lifnehem is also used in another context in Shas, which is a question which Rishonim deal with. How can you use the same pasuk to learn two different things? Maybe we're not learning two different things. The pasuk is darshaned in our Masechta towards the end of Masechas Gittin. What is the Gemara? What happened to your computer? Technical difficulties. Oh boy, okay. So you're going to have to type it into your brain. So it says in the Gemara in Gittin, later in the Gemara in Gittin, if you want, there's also pens. I can give you a pen if you want. You want a pen? Pens work also. So the Gemara learns later in Gittin, the Gemara learns Asher Tasim Lifnehem. Lifnehem velo lifnei akum. Lifnehem velo lifnei hedyotos. What are hegiotos? People who are not experts, that's right. Some etymologists suggest that hegiot is the etymology for the word idiot. If you look in an etymological dictionary on the word idiot, one of the suggestions will be the Hebrew hegiot or the Aramaic hegiot. A hegiot, idiot. In modern Hebrew, the word idiot sounds a lot like hegiot. Some suggest that's the etymology of the word. But hegioto here doesn't mean someone who's lacking intelligence. It means someone who's lacking information. Right? An idiot in general, I think when we use it, we mean someone who's not intelligent. Here, it doesn't mean someone who's not intelligent. It means someone who's not knowledgeable. So you're not allowed, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, when you go to Beis Din, you have to go to a Beis Din, which is what's called Lifnehem, like the Dayanim that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed, and not in front of Gentiles, and not in front of Hegiotos. This is where we get this leads us to the larger discussion about Arkos. Are you allowed to go to a secular court, or do you have to first try to go to a Beis Din? Because Jewish law is supposed to be, or cases are supposed to be adjudicated, according to Halacha, in front of a Beis Din, not in front of a Gentile court, and not in front of a court of people who are not knowledgeable. And that a lot of Maseches Sanhedrin in the beginning discusses, well, what is the makeup then of a Beis Din? Does everybody have to be knowledgeable? Is it okay if just one member of the Beis Din is knowledgeable? Right? When we do Ataras Nedarim, for instance, we're not doing it in front of people who are experts in Hilchos Nedarim, I imagine. Anyone sits down and anyone serves as a Beis Din. So when is a Beis Din able to function without everybody being knowledgeable is a lot of what Maseches Sanhedrin is about, at least the beginning of the Masechta. So, going back to our Gemara here, so the Gemara in Bava Kama says, Lifnehem, the same Pasuk, which over here was clearly talking about what? If you look at this Gemara, you know that this Pasuk is clearly talking about judges, right? This is judges. This is all about judges, about Dayanim. So, Dayanim, Lifnehem. So too, the Gemara in Bava Kama uses that same Pasuk. And the Gemara in Bava Kama says, Lifnehem, that inclusionary word, is coming to exclude, saying it's an inclusionary word. It excludes Nakum and a Hedjot, but it includes a woman. Men and women are able to be involved in Din. So the straight reading of the Gemara in Bava Kama is that we're not only including them to be judged, if not, first and foremost, what are we including women in? Their ability to be a judge. Good. So when the dust settles, and before we look at the Rishonim, and we just look at the Makoros that we have in Chazal, and Tanakh maybe even, so we have one indication that a woman is Pasul. That's the Mishnah in Nida, which has a rule. If she's kosher to be an aide, to be a judge, she's kosher to be an aide. And therefore, if we know for sure that she's Pasul to be an aide, it can't be that she's kosher to be a judge. Because if she was kosher to be a judge, she'd automatically be kosher to be an aide. And she's not. So that's our one indication that she's psula. We have two indications that she's kshela. So, just setting it up methodologically before we go into the Rishonim, any Rishon that knocks off this is probably trying to argue that she's kshela. Any Rishon that knocks off these, tries to get out of these proofs, is probably arguing that she's psula. The problem is going to be, is what happens if the Rishonim knock this off and this and this? Then what's the conclusion? So we're going to have to see as we go through the Rishonim inside. Yeah?
But aren't there specific cases where women is kosher in Idus? That means when it says that she has to be kosher in Idus, that means that in all Idus she has to be kosher? As long as she's kosher in even one form, which we know.
Well, I think that the forms that you're referring to are considered exceptions in halacha. Like, for instance, we said that Mishum Eguna, we're makil, if one woman sees someone's husband dies, so then we're able to go based on that.
Would that be enough?
So I don't think so, because the Gemara Nida seems to be making a rule across the board. How do you know who's kasher for Eidus and who's not kasher for Eidus? Right? Like the Rambam paskins that a woman's pasul for Eidus. He also, though, paskins that she can testify about someone's husband dying in order to free the woman from being an Eguna. So that's clearly an exception. Okay, maybe that's what the Rambam means when he says she's psula min haTorah, because that is a special exception midrabanan, that case. Okay, yeah.
How do you resolve the problem from the Gemara and get in that they use that pasuk to teach from not from an argument from Hedjot?
So that's a question that's sort of floating in the background, which we're going to need to address as we go through. How are we using this pasuk to teach two different things? How is it excluding these people and including a woman over here? Right. This is the Gemara in Bava Kama. All right, so let's get into the Rishonim. Now that we have the background, you know the sources, so let's now see how the Rishonim analyze. So,
okay.
Yeah.
There are cases where women's kosher meat are ice.
Oh, by which cases? Oh, those were the exceptions that we saw in that Rambam, where we said one aid is kosher, and so too a woman. Okay, so the question we brought up is this considered regular edus, or is this some type of exception to regular edus? Good, right? Remember you saw that Rambam, that the Rambam in general says you need two male edim. The exceptions were egla arufa, but again, the egla arufa, we have to just remember what we mean there. Egla arufa, edus by egla arufa, wasn't to say what happened; it was to avoid going through the process. Meaning, it's not accepted as edus to clarify. Edus, we say in halacha, is a bira, right? It's mavara what happened. The edus of a woman there is not mavara what happened, and so too by what was the other case? By edecha betuma, also by a. It prevents her from drinking, right? We know that if a woman is an ida, is a sota, if she's accused of being a sota, so, or she is a sota, she's accused of having an affair, so she needs to drink from the waters. But if there's one aid, even a woman aid, that says that they saw that she had the affair, so she doesn't drink. Now, that doesn't mean that we accept it that she did have an affair. She wouldn't get the death penalty for that. We need two aidim. And I would even maybe say we need to kosher aid him. But a woman is able to prevent her from drinking. So I half accept Rav Yitzchak Ha'ara. Meaning, yes, I agree. I agree that there are cases where a woman's edus is accepted. But it's not accepted as edus. It's accepted to, you know, some type of in-between status. We could probably be done on whether it's considered edus. Yeah. Excellent. There as well. Eda, very good. Building off of Rav Yitz, that's also a great ha'ara. Who's he? Oh, excellent. Wow, very good. All right. So we should just accept him on the spot, you're saying. So we also have a principle, Eidachan Aram Yisurin. When you go to a woman's house to eat, you go to someone's house, and the mother's the one who cooked the food, let's say, and you're eating the food, you're able to trust her that the food is kosher. How do you know? How can you put something in your mouth without proof that it's kosher? So we say there's proof. Eidachan Aram Yisurin. Now, even there, though, Joe, is that actually edus? She doesn't come and put her hand on a Bible and give testimony, certainly not in court. So it's true that we're accepting her. My daughter, for instance, last night made pizza, Motzei Shabbos. She made pizza for everybody. So my daughter is not yet bat mitzvah. She still has another month till her bat mitzvah. Thank you. So she's not a kosher aid. She's a katana. How could I trust her? I should have said to her right now, I'm sorry, I can't eat your pizza. You're not a gadola. I don't know for sure that the food is kosher.
Shalom
bayis, so I didn't do it, right? Exactly. But that's not why I didn't do it, because when we have this principle of Eidachan Aram Yisurin, we don't have to follow all the rules of Eidus. It doesn't have to be in Beis Din. There's no drishos v'chakiros. There's no cross-examination. So it's true. We accept a woman's testimony, Eidachan Aram Yisurin. The greatest example, major dioraisa. It's a iser kares. Have relations with an ida. And when the woman comes back from the mikvah and says, I'm no longer an ida, she's believed. What do you mean? Where the edim? How do we know? A woman's believed. Eidecha nem bisurin. But is that edus? Or when we say eidecha nem on bisurin, it's not through the channel of edus. So again, these are side topics. Because when we're talking about actual edus in a court, a woman is pasul, and that's what the Rambam paskens for us in Perek Tes of Hilchos Edus. Okay, good. So we have the playing field set up. We have the reasons to say psula. We have the reasons to say ksheira. What now is the view of the Rishonim? Now, the traditional view of Tosfos is that a woman is pasul to be a dayan. If you look in the Torah, when the Torah paskens, the Torah writes, a woman is psul lehayid, and the Beis Yosef, who always gives the sources for the Torah, so the Beis Yosef says, yeah, it's a Tosfos here, and it's a Tosfos here, and it's a Tosfos here. He starts listing a laundry list of Tosfosin, where Tosfos says this. However, I think if we analyze Tosfos carefully, and there's like five or six different Tosfos in Shas that discuss this topic, there's a bunch of topics like this, by the way, in Shas, where there's like a Tosfos, and it appears in like tons of places all over Shas, and it's basically the same Tosfos. But if you read them very carefully, sometimes you pick up on nuances. And in our case, I think if you read them carefully, it's not just nuances. There's actually tremendous, huge differences between the Tosfos. So let's start, and I'll purposely, let's say, start with the Tosfos and Shmuas. I know I didn't tell you to bring all the Gemaras with you, but I wanted you to bring them all with you. So I'm not going to read them inside, all of them inside. I'm just going to make references to them. But it's very important tonight when you chazer that you go inside, because I'm going to try to make arguments based on the way Tosfos presents things. And I'm not 100, you have to be able to check and verify if I'm reading Tosfos carefully, properly. Okay, so let's take a look, for instance. Tosfos and Shavuos is a great example. Tosfos and Shavuos, I think, is pretty straightforward. Actually, you know what? The most straightforward one is Tosfos and Yevamos. Tosfos and Yevamos just says it straight out. He says, a woman is pasul to be a dayan. How do I know? Let's go to our chart. How do I know? Because it's a klal in the Mishnah Nida. Okay, we'll put Tosfos and Yevamos over here. Tosfos and Yevamos, it's not even a back and forth. This is in his build-up to ask a question. That's why I didn't give you the whole Tosfos, because it's talking about a different topic. But in his build-up, he's trying to build up that a woman is pasul to be a dayan, and he just says it like matter-of-factly. Of course a woman is pasul to be a dayan. How do I know? Because of the klal in the Mishnah Nida that says anyone who's pasul to be a dayan is pasul to be an aid, and she's pasul to be an aid, so she's obviously pasul to be a dayan. This is what Tosfos and Yevamos says, and there's really nothing to discuss. Now, as we mentioned, in order to maintain this, though, what do you need to... We have to be mitmodeid. What does mitmodeid mean? What do you say?
Measure?
No. I understand why you're saying that, but that's not what it means. Mitmodeid in modern Hebrew means to confront or to deal with. You need... What was that? You need to deal with these cases over here. And Tosfos does deal only with Devorah. He doesn't deal with the Gemara and Bava Kamma over there in Yevamos. So we're not going to discuss it there. Let's take a look at the Tosfos and Shavuos, where he deals with both of the issues. So Tosfos and Shavuos asks also, in Isha, the Gemara, he's commenting on the Gemara that says a woman is possible to be an aid. So Tosfos jumps in and says, we can conclude from here that a woman's also possible to be a dayan. Im kein Isha psula ladun. Why? Because of the klal in Nida. And now he says, this is a great Tosfos, because he goes party line, exactly what I would want him to do. He says that she's pasul. Why? Because I accept this Gemara over here. So it's good. This Gemara over here. What am I going to do with these two Gemaras? So Tosfos tells you. In terms of the pasuk, the hadachsiv he shaftas Yisrael, when it comes to the Devorah Raya, which is against me, what does that mean? She wasn't a judge, exactly. She was only a rabbi. She wasn't a judge. Meaning, she was not judging a shofate, maybe. Again, this is not Tanakh class right now, but maybe this reverberates now to what a shofate means. She's not a judge. That's not what it means that she was shoftas Yisrael. That's funny. That's what I thought shoftas Yisrael means. And they were coming to her l'mishpat. No, she wasn't judge. She was a teacher. She was a Torah teacher. So she would teach them the dinim. Now them, I don't know what them means. Does them mean Klal Yisrael? Or does them mean? The male judges, right. Meaning you have a male judge because of halacha. Only men can be judges. So he's the judge. But it happens to be that the Gadol Ador happens to be a woman. And they don't want to paskin without the Gadol Ador's input. So the judge stands there and... Right? Like, this happens nowadays with a lot of shul rabbis. A lot of shul rabbis, especially young shul rabbis, they don't know the psak in a lot of cases. They're just starting their career. They haven't dealt with all these cases yet. Especially, you can know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but sometimes the minog in Klal Yisrael is not like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So you need to know what's precedent in this case, right? That's, by the way, the big difference between the Mishnah Berurah in general, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, who was the posek for Klal Yisrael until the Mishnah Berurah came along, the Aruch HaShulchan, or certainly for Ashkenazic Jews, I should say, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Rav Shachter says this all the time, that he always is defending what the minhag was in Germany. So even if the sources come out differently, he always tries to show you why it's okay the way that we paskin. The Mishnah Berurah is much more on the books. Okay, if this was the practice, Beseder, that maybe it wasn't the ideal way to do it. The ideal way to do it is, as it says, based on this source and this source. So, thank you. So, a rabbi doesn't always know what's the precedent. What are people doing? So many times, when a rav is young, he gets a question. He says, I'll get back to you, which is the proper behavior. You don't have to always just because you're a rabbi doesn't mean you have to know everything like that. And he'll call his rabbi, he'll call Rav Schachter, he'll call Rabbi Willig, if we're talking about a YU Rav, and he'll ask them, what's the psach? What's the general procedure to do in this situation? So using that type of imagery, maybe that's what it means. She would teach them the dinim. Meaning you had the dayanim, but the dayanim would always confer with Devorah. And when it says that Klal Yisrael came to her for judgment, it doesn't mean the average person came to her. It means the judges would come to her. She would sit in her office, and the judges would come and say, how should I paskin in the following case? And she would give her advice. So either it means, again, that she's a teacher to Klal Yisrael, or it means that she was like on the advisory board for the dayanim. But that's all it means. She wasn't actually, she wasn't wearing the wig, right? In England, they still put on the white wig when the judges go up to the, right? They still put it on. So she didn't put on the wig, okay? She had her own wig, okay? She didn't put on the white wig. Okay. That's one answer in Tosfos. Inami, lefi shayse neviya hayu mekablim osa aleihem. Because she was a Navi, they accepted her upon them. So what does that answer mean? Again, we're trying to jettison the raya from Devorah. We're trying to disregard the raya from Devorah. What does that mean?
Accepted her as a judge, but it was just an exception because she was a
Navi. What do you mean, because she was a Navi?
What
she said was coming from God, they figured she's a good person to ask questions to? That goes against the principle. What principle does that go against? Effie, what principle? Loba Shamayim, he, right, the Gemara in? What da? Very good, okay, excellent. And you thought he was sleeping, right? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, or he's able to do it even when he's sleeping, that's amazing. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, I start gentle. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says Loba Shamayimi, which means that you can't paskin based on Nevuah. So what does it mean that they came to her? Michal, what does that mean that they came to her and they asked her psukim? Listen, normally we wouldn't accept a woman, but she's a Navi. She's got access. You know, she's got the bat phone straight to God. So we're going to ask her a question. She's going to get the information right from God. Isn't that an infraction of Loba Shamayimi? We don't paskin. That means that if someone... If you are a judge and you're dealing with a case and you get a dream, and in your dream God himself comes to you and says the halacha is X, it is usher for you to paskin X. If your analysis of the mefarshim and the sources and the poskim brings you to Y, you're not allowed to paskin based on Ruach HaKodesh. You're not allowed to paskin based on a baskol. Lo b'shamayim hi. Oh, but we have Gemaras about Basco, so we have to do that sugi at one point about Loba Shamayim. What do we say by Loba Shamayim? But the halacha, that's the famous Gemara of Loba Shamayim that Effie's making reference to, that Rav Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was arguing one way, and all of the Rabbanim were arguing against him, and miracle after miracle was supporting Rav Eliezer, and he finally, a Basco came out and said, Rav Eliezer's right, and he probably was right. It says that he was the Gadol Ador. But Rabbi Yoshua stood up. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua were Bali Plutta with each other, right? They were two of the Talmidim of, we just did it in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right. There were two of the five Talmidim. So Rabbi Yoshua stood up and he said, I'm sorry, we don't understand your argument, Rabbi Lezer. Our analysis comes to a different conclusion. You might be smarter than us, and maybe it's just beyond us what you're saying. But the way we analyze, we arrive at a different psak. The Chumash says, Achrei Rabim Lahatos, Loba Shamayim hi. We have to go with our psak. So, what does it mean, this answer of Tosfos? That they used her as a judge because she was a Navi. A Navua doesn't mean anything in psak.
It's possible that if both parties agree, you're allowed to accept it.
Excellent, right. What I think what Tosfos is implying is that you are allowed to accept upon yourself someone who's not really a judge. You can accept them upon yourself to be a judge. Even if they're not halachically fit to be a judge, you can accept it. If you want to bind yourself, I think that's what's called in the United States, I think that's called arbitration, right? I think that's the way that we're able to use, like a based in America. That in America, even though there are, now it's not true, like by, you can't murder someone and then accept upon yourself like an independent based in that's going to exonerate you from you know, any punishment. But exactly right. Then you'll be potter based on halachic grounds. But in certain cases, like monetary cases,
I think civil court,
in monetary, for sure, monetary cases, I believe. I mean, not, again, not if you cheated the government out of money, you can't then go. But between two people, you're able to accept upon yourself, and certainly in halacha, you're able to accept upon yourself someone to be your judge. And therefore, that's what it means. So what does it mean that because she was a Navi then? What do you mean because she was a Navi, they accepted her upon herself? Now, in halacha, this is probably in Dinei Mamonos as well, because Dinei Mamonos, if both sides agree to something, they're able to, if they both say, we're willing to accept upon ourselves your psakim, we can accept someone as a judge. So what does Tosos mean that because she was a Navi, they accepted her upon themselves? What do you think that means, David?
She wasn't like a head-yo.
Okay. Meaning, Navi, don't see the word Navi and say, oh, and therefore she has information that other people don't have. This is just a sign of her chashivas. Because she was a Navi, she was a very chashiv, central person in the community, they were willing to accept her upon themselves as a dayan. That's Tosfos' second answer. Now, just realize that halacha lemaisa, this second answer of Tosfos, is very, very important in halacha lemaisa situations. Can a woman be, let's say the psak that we're going to end up concluding is that a woman can't be a judge. Okay, let's say two people, though, know a woman who's very knowledgeable and would like her to paskin for them. Can they go to her? Don't tell me, oh, it's not accepted in halacha, because if that was what gave Devorah her ability, so then Devorah, then any woman should be able to be a judge if she's knowledgeable, and the two sides feel that they want to accept her upon themselves. In the Mishpatei Uzil that I gave you, which was, he was one of the Rav Rashis of Eretz Yisrael, he tries to build an argument. Now, he's against it for technical reasons. He says he doesn't know if it's such a good job for a woman to be a judge. She's going to be away from her family. She needs to, the kids need her at home. She's going to be out at, you know, and again, the Metzias then might be different nowadays. If she might say, okay, fine, I won't be a judge, so instead I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a brain surgeon. She'll also be out of the house a lot. Meaning, it could be that when he was writing, and the Metzias nowadays is very different. But at least in his time, he felt, now he, again, this was a more progressive tshuva, I believe. He was trying to argue expanded roles for women. But he said, I'm not so sure if it's so good for the family, for her to be a judge. He also says, I'm not so sure every woman has in her, you know, the psychological qualities. I don't know if that's the right word, psychological qualities. I'm not so sure every woman has the nature to be a judge. To be a judge, he says, you have to, you know, you should be a merciful person. But while you're on the bench, you need to be cold and super removed. And maybe she'll be emotional about it, and maybe, you know, and I think it's a true statement that there are many women who wouldn't be, you know, we were joking around that here in Eretz Yisrael, if you ever get pulled over, you just pray that it's not a woman cop. Because the woman cops in Eretz Yisrael are the toughest. You know, the men will often, like, let you go. If it's a woman cop, you're in trouble. They're very, very tough. So not every man, not every woman follows the gender, right? Judge Judy's pretty tough. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be going up against her in court. But it could be, you know, my wife is very sweet and gentle. I can't imagine that she'd be a very, you know, good judge in a tough situation in a heated court case. So he brings that up as well. He says that I'm not so sure that every woman is set out or is cut out to be a judge. Not every man's cut out to be a judge. But he says that he thinks that women in general don't have that ability to remove themselves and to just coldly, without any emotion, approach the case. So again, whether he's right or whether he's wrong is not the point. But he builds the whole argument to be matir women on, or at least this part of the argument, on this opinion in Tosfos, where Tosfos says, if you want to accept her upon yourself, you can accept her upon yourself. So if both sides agree to the judge, you realize you can only, that decision's made before the psak. You can't hear the psak and then say, you know what, I don't accept this person upon myself. It's before. If you accept this person upon yourself, so then they can be a judge. Okay, so just going further with Tosfos. So Tosfos, we're talking now about Tosfos and Shavuos. Tosfos and Shavuos sides with Psula. How did we discard the raya from Dvorah? Either Dvorah wasn't a judge, she was an advisor or a teacher. Or number two, she wasn't an advisor or a teacher. She was a judge. She really was a judge. And that's maybe what shofate means, a judge. But it was an exception because everyone in Klal Yisrael, I guess, accepted them, or before the court cases, the specific litigants would accept her upon themselves. Okay, now Tosfos moves on to the raya from Bava Kamma. Wait a second, he says. What about the raya from Bava Kamma, which implies that we learned a pasuk that includes women to be dayanim? So what he says is that the Gemara in Bava Kama is not talking about Dayanim. It's talking about Nidonim. And the background to understanding his answer is the point that we brought up. How can you use the same pasuk to teach two different things? So what Tosfos basically argues is they're not talking about two different things. There's one issue. What did we learn about this psuk? About, again, this is still fancy footwork and unclear if you can really do this, but Tosfos feels justified in doing it. The pasuk of Asher Tosim Lifneihem, because using the same word, it's just different contexts. So Tosfos feels that's justified. When we're talking about judges, that's the discussion over here in Gittin. In Gittin, we learn about what judges, what rules do we learn about judges from this pasuk, Asher Tasim Lifnehem? And from there, we learn that judges have to be knowledgeable people, not Akum and not Hejotos. That's what we learn in terms of judges. And in terms of who is judged, that's the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama is teaching about who's judged, Nidonim. And that's where women are judged, just like men are judged. So this is how Tosfos sidelines the two rayas that women are kshera. And that's how Tosfos basically ends the discussion. And this Tosfos is very clear that women are psula, and the two rayas about her being kshera, we can discard those. This is Tosfos in Yevamos and Tosfos in Shavuos. The question is this the only view that we find in Tosfos? Yes, Jakey.
Well, then the second approach of the Gora thing, then can be a judge.
Yes, but women in, no, but women are puzzled to be a judge. But the halacha is you're allowed to accept someone who's puzzled to be a judge if both sides agree. For outside arbitration. So, right, so yes, Neman alai Abba, there's cases where you can say someone who's a Karov, even though normally they're puzzled, if both sides agree, so then it's okay. Yeah.
If you say like we're going to accept her, does that mean you're accepting the fact that she'd be wrong? You can end up being like
100%. You're willing to go with her psak. That's what, so if a basin, if you have a monetary dispute with someone in America, instead of taking him to court, you want to take him to a basin. What you're basically telling the American court is that, you know what? It's my money, and I'm willing to do with my money based on what the basin says. So even if they come to the wrong conclusion, either whether it's wrong because it's wrong in American law, or even if the dayanim make a mistake, I am willing to accept whatever their judgment is. So that's why we're saying it's probably limited to Dine Mominos. And even within Dine Mominos, only certain areas. Yeah?
Just in regards to the Shoftim, doesn't Rashi Shoftim and Rashi translate
as a judge?
As judges?
Yes. The question is whether in Sefer Shoftim, the word is being used in the same context. Certainly. No, but Dvorah is a shofet. She's not in Sefer Shoftim. She's not in Parsha Shoftim in Chumash.
Right.
She's in Sefer Shoftim in Tanakh. And there we have all these other judges, quote unquote judges. I mean, one of the other judges, which one? One of them was blind in one eye. Was that Ehud?
He was crippled.
Right, he was crippled. A crippled person is not allowed to be a judge al pi halacha either. There's certain things that disqualify a person from being a judge. And yet he's a judge. Now, what does he mean? How is he a judge? Unless judge doesn't mean a judge. A judge means a political leader. That's the term that was used in Tanakh. Okay, again, that's a side discussion. I just keep mentioning it because it's something interesting that comes up. Okay. Why am I saying that there are other Tosfos in? So let's take, we're going to take a look at a couple of them, but let's take a look at the Tosfos in Bava Kama. Because the Tosfos in Bava Kama is the one that's going to become controversial. Let's take a look at Tosfos in Bava Kama. Everyone have a Bava Kama or everyone near someone with a Bava Kama? If you're not near someone with a Bava Kama, so get near someone with a Bava Kama.
You want to share
with people behind you? You good? Okay, take a look at the way Tosfos in Bava Kama. Now, there's an easy error that you can test Bava Kama. There's an easy error that people make, and it's important not to make that error. Just because a Rishon sounds a lot like another Rishon doesn't mean he's saying the same thing. These Tosfos, and it's very easy to read this Tosfos and say, oh, look, he's like sort of doing the same thing. Let's read it very carefully, and let's see if he's doing the same thing. So Tosfos says like this, Tema. This is on the Pasuk in Bava Kama that seems to be a Raya that she's Kshera. So using that as the springboard, Tosfos says, wait a second. Halifneim lo ari ela b'ksherim lodun. This pasuk is teaching us about who's kasher lodun, as we learn in Gittin, lifneihem velo lifnei hajotos. But an isha's psula lodun. But wait a second, a woman's not kosher to be a dayan, as it says in the klal in Nida. Call a kasher lodun, kasher lehayid. The isha psula lehayid, as we learn later in Bava Kamma, as we learn in Shavuos. So after quoting around five gemaras in three lines, Tosfos is basically arguing that a woman should be pasul. Why should she be pasul? Even though the Gemara in Bava Kamma implies that she's not. But she should be pasul. Why? Because of the klal. So let's see what Tosfos does. The Yesh Lomar. Now again, we're going to see, is he discarding these, the Ksheira proofs, or is he discarding the proof that she's psula? The Yesh Lomar. That whole klal is not such a klal. It's not across the board. It's only by men. Klomar, kol ish hakosher ladun kosher lehayid. Period. What did Tosfos just do? What did he just blow out of the water? The raya that a woman is psula. Why? Because that rule is just about men. Now that's an okimta. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. But he says that Mishnah is talking about men. Men who are puzzled to be dayanim are puzzled to be edim. But that rule doesn't apply by women. Okay, why? I'm not sure. That's what Tosfos is trying to argue right now. If that's true, that that's the klal, what does that mean now? What's wide open? What possibility is wide open? Women can be judges. But now Tosfos does something funny. Sounds like right now women could be judges because we just removed the raya that she's pasul. And we're commenting on the Gemara of a Kama that implies that she's kosher. Now wait a second. Umi dichsib hi shaftas Yisrael. Now why is Tosfos addressing this? He should say, v'ha raya, and I have further proof. Look at Devorah. So what's Tosfos doing? And then he says, ein lahavi raya de'isha k'shera ladun. Maybe they accepted her upon herself because of the Shechina. Is that the same thing as that she's a Navi? We're not going to discuss that right now. It sounds a little different. But this sounds almost like there was a Horashah from Shemayim. That's how the Ber Agola learns this line. That there was a special Horashah that we're making an exception. She's a judge because she's the only one that can be a judge. The Torah is, Hashem's telling us to accept her as a judge. Okay, that's how the Ber Agola wants to learn this. But that's not the point right now. Why does Tosfos address this? Why does Tosfos need to explain away Devorah? You don't need to explain away Devorah. Devorah is fine. So I think all Tosfos is doing is, like he says, Ein lahavi raya mi Devorah. Meaning, I have a raya from Bava Kamma. That's how he started off. I have a raya from Bava Kamma. There's a problem from Nida. We can discard that problem. In terms of Devorah, though, just be aware, it's like a public service announcement, this is not a raya. Doesn't mean that the halacha is not that she's kshera. She is kshera, because the Gemara in Bava Kamma. But if you want to know, is there also a raya from Devorah, there's no raya from Devorah. So Tosfos in Bava Kamma is on this side. She's kshera. But he builds his case not based on both proofs, only based on this proof. This proof, he says, I know you would think you have a raya from Devorah, but Devorah is not necessarily a raya, because there are other explanations for Devorah. So this is why it's very confusing, this Tosfos, because you see him discarding the raya, you think, oh, he must hold that women can't be dayanim. He doesn't hold women can't be dayanim. He actually holds women can be dayanim, because the klal doesn't exist anymore. And therefore, all we have left is the Gemara in Bava Kamma, which he's commenting on. It's just that the proof from Devorah is not an ironclad proof. Now, Tosfos has issues because now isn't the pasuk above a comma being used for two different things? So he deals with that in another way, which is further proof that he's not rejecting this. Or else he could have just said, no, it's not talking about Dayanim. It's talking about Nidonim. He accepts it's talking about Dayanim. And that's why he needs to explain away the fact that the pasuk is used for two different things in another way. So Tosfos in Bava Kamma is clear, I think, if you read it very carefully. Tosfos in Bava Kamma seems to be clear that an isha can be a dayan. If you go back now to the Tosfos and Nida, so you'll see that Tosfos and Nida actually has two deyas in it. There are two opinions in the Tosfos and Nida. Tosfos there asks the same question. He asks, hey, wait a second. Why is a woman allowed to be a dayan? Isn't there this principle? This is on location in Nida where the principle is stated. So Tosfos says two things. V'yesh lomar, dehachi ka'amar. Kol ish hakasher ladun kasher lahayid. Period. What did Tosfos do with that one line? What did Tosfos, no questions right now, I just want you to tell me, my question right now, then we'll take your question. What did Tosfos do with that one line? Same as Baba Kama. He was rejecting the klal, which means women are kosher. Then he says, inami, maybe, granted, debinidonin havi isha b'chlal, mikomokim b'dayanim ain isha b'chlal. Bichlal. What did he just do in the second answer? What did he reject on the board? He rejected what, Yitzi? The Gemara in Bava Kama. And then he follows up and says, and what about Devora? What was he doing there? Right. He was rejecting this one, which means what's this day in Tosfos holding? Like the klal, that a woman is pasul. Meaning we have two answers in the Tosfos and Nida. The first answer says, the klal is wrong, so a woman is kosher, and then everything's great. He doesn't need to say anything else. Devorah is great. The Gemara in Bava Kama is great. Everything works out because we rejected the klal. In Tosfos' second answer, what does he do? He accepts the klal, apparently, right? He's commenting on the Gemara in Nida. He accepts the klal, and what does he reject instead? First he rejects Bava Kama, then he rejects Devorah. So within Nida itself, Tosfos and Nida, you see two deyas. Sure enough, I'll leave it for you to analyze tonight because we're going to run out of time. If you take a look in the last Tosfos I gave you, which was where the Tosfos in? The Yavamos we discussed. In Gittin, Tosfos in Gittin also sounds like a woman is Ksheira Ladun. So if we tally up the scorecard, if we're keeping our scorecard here at home, so we've got Tosfos Baba Kama, Tosfos Deya, which Deya was it? Deya Aleph in Nida, and Tosfos in Gittin versus Tosfos Yavamos, Tosfos Shruos, and Tosfos in Nida, Deya Beis. So it's a nice, good, even battle here. We've got 2.5 versus 2.5. Just, it's always great to do your own analysis, but the question is, can we find anyone to support us? Because we don't want to be going out and doing all our own analysis, and all the Achronim, everybody else learned differently than us. So first, I'm going to quote something against what we're saying. If you take a look on the page, take a look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is quoting, trying to support that women are pasul to be dayanim. I will first of all note that the Rambam does not discuss this anywhere, to the best of my knowledge, in Mishnah Torah. He says women are pasul to be edim. He doesn't say anything about women being pasul to be dayanim, which is very interesting. He doesn't even quote the rule. Anyone who's pasul to be a dayan is pasul to be an aid. I don't know. One could perhaps argue that if he doesn't say anything, then she's kosher. Why would you? I guess part maybe this is like a philosophical machlokas. Like, is everything kosher unless proven usser? Is everything usser unless proven kosher? From the Rambam, doesn't say she's pasul. I would think that she should be kosher, but the Rambam doesn't say anything. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, though, if you read backwards, so he's doing great, in my opinion. First, he quotes. If we're going backwards. He quotes the Tosfos in Yavamos, that she's pasul. That's great. Then he quotes backwards the Tosfos in Nid, what does he quote? Shvuas. That's also great. I'm very happy with him quoting Tosfos and Shvuas. Did he quote Tosfos and Shvuas?
Last.
Yes, last, right. But what's the first thing he quotes? Tosfos in Bava Kama. He quotes Tosfos in Bava Kama as the source that she's pasul. I don't think Tosfos in Bava Kama says that. So, it's hard to argue with the Beis Yosef.
Unless he thinks that's the only day that actually counts. That actually is right.
No, but there's only one day there in Bava Kama. Yeah, not Nida. It's only Bava Kama. He doesn't address the other Tosfosim. However, Baruch Hashem, we have the Rashash. And if you take a look at the Rashash, right? Sam came running over to me. What's going on in the Rashash? The Rashash says, Tosfos in Bava Kama, right? Read the first line in the Rashash. It's on your Mekoro sheet. Rashash. Veratzalomar. This is on Tosfos in Bava Kama. Ratzalomar, what's Tosfos saying? De li olam isha ksheira ladun. A woman is kshera ladun, says the Rashash. How does he get that from Tosfos in Bava Kama? I think he must be learning Tosfos in Bava Kama like us. So the Rashash learns Tosfos in Bava Kama like us. The Beis Yosef seemingly does not learn Tosfos in Bava Kama like us. I'll just point out, I don't have time to go into it right now, and it's really not important, lahalacha, but it's stam, it's interesting. There are midrashim that argue with each other about this question. There is a medrash in Bamidbar Rabba, which says explicitly, I'll quote it for you, I'm not going to give you the whole context right now, Nashim Einam Benos Horah. They're not able to give halachic rulings. It's in a discussion there with Manoach and his wife and the angel. That's a medrash in Bamidbar Rabba. There is another medrash, though, in Koheles, which is darshaning a pasuk, and all the different parts of the pasuk, the medrash learns as different Torah personalities. And there it says in the pasuk, Sida, it says in the pasuk, Sarim Visaros, and the Medrash learns, Dayanim Zicharim, Vidayanim Nikevos. So you see in the Medrash, it seems to be a machlokas already, whether a woman is able to be a judge or whether she's not able to be a judge. When all the dust settles for us, we've got a machlokas in Tosfos. We have a Rambam who doesn't say anything, which I think, if anything, indicates that a woman would be kosher. We have the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos keeps quoting. This Yerushalmi, which says that Nashim are not kshera to be Dayanim. And the Psak in Shulchan Aruch is that a woman is not kshera, that she's psula to be a Dayan. Now, why are we talking about this, and what does this have to do with our sugya? Because if you go back, we're going to take the last 4 minutes here just to connect it back to our sugya. This is the Rashash's point. This is where it all gets started. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Hamad Beis seems to be an open, shut raya that a woman is pasul. Absolute, overwhelming proof that a woman is pasul. Because what does it say there? It says that when you send your shliach to bring a get, the shliach needs to give it in front of three people. Not in front of two. Why? Because aid is nasa dayan. Shliach nasa aid, the aid nasa dayan. So the shliach who's bringing the get is also able to be an aid for what happened, and also allowed to be a dayan. Okay, so what's the problem? Let him give the get, save b'fanei nechtam, then he'll flip around, and he'll put on his wig, and he'll be a judge. What's the problem? Shliach nasa aid, an aid can be a dayan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what if you send the get with a woman? If you always allow the get to be given in front of two people, that's because you're always assuming that the shliach is also serving as a dayan. And says the Gemara, maybe we need to be choshesh in a case when you send the get with a woman. The woman, if you don't know the halacha well, that a woman can't be a judge, that woman, you're going to be machshir the get based on the two independent people there, because you're going to be assuming that the shliach is double counting as a dayan. And a woman can't be a dayan. And for that reason, we need to be misakin that whenever you give a get with a shliach, you need to do it in front of how many people? Three. Why? All because of a chashash of a case of a woman being the shliach and trying to also act as a judge. And a woman can't be a judge. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Rashash, isn't this Gemara absolutely clear? It's a slam dunk raya that a woman can't be a judge. Because the whole machlokas in the Gemara is about not whether she can be a judge. Now you could say, oh, that's the machlokas, two or three. No, but the Gemara says what the machlokas is. Do we need to be concerned about this case? Meaning everyone agrees that if you send a get with a woman, she can't double dip and also be a judge. The question is, though, do you have to be worried about that or not? The one who says you can give a get in front of two holds what? You don't have to be worried about it because what does the Gemara say? Meida yada, right? We all know. So you don't have to worry about it. And the opinion that says you need three, what does that opinion hold? We're concerned that we might not know and we might use her as a judge. But everybody holds a woman's puzzle to be a judge. Isn't this a slam dunk raya that a woman can't be a judge? So the Rashash says it's all tully on the machlokas we saw on Thursday. What was the machlokas we saw on Thursday? What does it mean we're concerned a woman's going to bring the get? Does it mean we're concerned some random lady is going to be the shliach? Or what was the gears of the Rashba? The woman will bring her get. She certainly can't be a judge about her own get. Why? She's a baldavar. She's no gaya baldavar. She's pasul. So what was the concern in the Gemara? Tosfos says the concern in the Gemara was for a woman. What do you see? Tosfos in Gittin holds like, which, where should we put? We have another Tosfos to add into the debate here. What does Tosfos hold? His concern is that a woman will be the shliach. And therefore, that's a problem because a woman is pasul. So put Tosfos and Gittin on this side of the board. Oh, wait a second. Tosfos and Gittin later in the Masechta was on the other side. Okay, we have a Machlokas and Tosfos in the same Masechta from one side of the Masechta to the other. That's okay. This is Daf Hey, this is Daf Pei. It's fine. Because as we've seen many, many times, different Bali Tosfos, different parts of Tosfos is fine. That's not a problem. But according to the Girsa of the Rashba, it's not a woman. Who is it? It's the woman. Because what would it be if it was a woman? It might be fine because a woman's kosher to be an aid. And it's Dafka, the woman, who's a problem. And if you have the Girsa of the Rashba, so it's no longer a kasha. So is the Gemara in Gittin a raya against the opinion that holds that a woman is kosher to be an aid, to be a dayan? It all depends on what Girsa you have. I'll just throw it in there. The fact that no Tosfos anywhere in Shas mention this is very telling. Why did you have to wait till the 1700s or 1800s for the Rashash to bring this up at this point? Why didn't anybody else pick up on this point? Why didn't Tosfos mention this anywhere? Because he knew there was another Girsa. That's true. He did know there was another Girsa. Therefore, it's not an absolute Raya. Okay. I'm just going to end with this. An interesting, just a Meir Makom, since we're on the Sugya. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch about a woman not being a Dayan, so there in the Piskei Tshuva, he brings up the question, what are the implications in terms of a woman paskening Shailas? Granted, she can't be a Dayan, according to the Shulchan Aruch, meaning she can't sit on a Beis Din. Does that mean she can't paskin? And we know this is a hot topic nowadays in contemporary society, contemporary Jewish society. Can a woman paskin? So part of this goes to the question of what does it mean to paskin? If you ask me a question, what bracha do you make on a banana? And I tell you that the answer is? Adama. Good. So is that a psak? That's not a psak. I'm just relaying to you information. That was already paskined up like 1,000 years ago. You know, the Gemara already paskined that up a long time ago, what bracha you make. If you ask me, am I allowed to shave during the 3 weeks? So I tell you, oh, well, Rav Soloveitchik says like this, or Shlomo Zalman says like this. I'm not paskening. I'm just giving you information. Something that's explicit in Mishnah Berurah, and someone just gives you the information, that's not called paskening. So certainly, if you go to a woman who's knowledgeable and you ask her, like, what's the halacha, and she just tells you, oh, the Mishnah Berurah says like this, that's not her paskening. That's not hora. The question of hora means when there isn't a clear psak, and you need to now do a cheshbin. You need to say, well, we have this, we have this. What do I think? Based on the information that's available, but there's no psak about that. That's a separate discussion. You could take a look in the Piskei Tshuva, where he expresses an opinion about this, about what would be the case in this situation. There's a chinuch that seems to be explicit, that a woman's able to paskin if she's knowledgeable. And then there's hashkafic issues and other issues that are involved, but not for now, for another time. Everyone have a great day. Bayit Cham tonight, 9.